Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us, I can't believe it's that time of year. Ready to talk about the summer reading program from the Iosco Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. How are you today, Lynn?
I'm doing great.
Doing great today. It's summertime again already.
I know. It seems like, boom, a whole year goes by. At least it is summer, actually.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the weather's been a little tricky, but I think it is summer. And boom is one of the words we're using here, isn't it?
Yes, it's Fizz Boom Read is our theme this year. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you betcha. It's always fun every year. You guys always got some great people coming in, some great entertainment for the kids this summer.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Some different stuff.
Well, where do we start, Lynn?
Well, on Tuesday, June 24th, we're going to have Baffling Bill the Magician. He is like your classic magician. You know, sometimes we get the ones that are like kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And he is. He's funny, but he's a little bit more, you know, ta-da.
So he's
very good. And he has Gus the Bunny, who is... That bunny has so much personality that it's fun to watch.
Okay. Gus the Bunny.
Yeah.
And you said that's Tuesday, June 24th?
At Tawa City at 10:30 a.m. and Oscoda at 2 p.m. And then on the 25th, on Wednesday, it's Whittemore at 10:30 a.m., Plainfield at 2 p.m. And then on Thursday, the 26th, it's Augrey at 10:30 and Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. Now, the next one I know you guys have had before, right?
Yes. It's been a few years since we had Wildlife Recovery Association. They're from Shepherd. It's a rehab and recovery for birds of prey. That's Joe Rogers. And if you've ever seen that program, you know Joe Rogers. He's worth going for. The live birds are wonderful, but man, he is something else. So, he's great.
All right.
And that's on Tuesday, July 1st, Tawa City at 10:30 a.m., Oscoda at 2 p.m. Then Wednesday the 2nd, Plainfield 2 p.m. and Omer 6 p.m. And then on the 3rd, on Thursday is August 10:30 a.m. and Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. Now, the next one I'm not even going to try and pronounce. I'm going to let you do that one.
It's a Chautauqua Express.
Chautauqua Express. Okay.
Yeah. And it's Guy Lewis. He did programs for us back in the 80s, and he's done some programs in the area since then. He's a very talented singer, songwriter, and musician. And he does like a little concert, and it's, you know, everybody gets involved in this concert, and he's very lively, and he's a lot of fun. And sometimes he has different instruments that he tries out that you kind of get an idea, you know, it's not just guitars and this and that. It's just a little bit of everything.
Wow, all right.
And he's a lot of fun.
And where's he going to be?
This is the week that's kind of like a hodgepodge or a smorgasbord. On Tuesday the 8th, he's in Tawa City at 10:30 a.m., and on Oscoda at 2 p.m.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah, then I see. Everybody knows Mr. Dennis.
Oh, we just love him. He is just, I can't tell you how many times I've seen him perform, and I just love every time. He's just so good with the kids, and he is funny. Even those, we always give him a hard time about his one-liners, but it wouldn't be Mr. Dennis without those one-liners.
That's right.
And that's on Wednesday, July 9th at Whittemore at 10:30. And that's the only place you can see him this summer with us anyway.
Yeah, okay. That's Wednesday, July 9th. And then also on the 9th at a different location, something else.
Up in Hale at 2 p.m. is Cirque Among Us. And that's a group out of Livonia that does circus performance. And they do different kinds like balancing and juggling. And they show you how to do it. And some people will get to help them out. So that's a new program. I'm really kind of interested to see how that one goes.
Okay. And where's that going to be at?
That's in Hale at 2 p.m. on the July 9th.
All right. And then, here's perfect for the library, right?
Yes. Ben Spitzer, we haven't had him up here before. He is a magician, and he does a program called I Love Books. And he does comedy. I love magic and comedy. You can't get any better than that. Juggling's always interesting.
Yeah.
And he has some special tricks. And I think this one is a cow jumping over the moon. He uses a library book. Hopefully the library book survives, but we're pretty curious to see what he does.
Otherwise, he's going to pay a hefty fine.
Yes, you have to pay for that
book. All right, now where is he going to be?
He's going to be in Augrey at 10:30 and Standish at 2 p.m. on Thursday, July 10th.
All right, yeah, that is kind of a weird week, isn't
it?
You could
like go to the library every day that week and see something new.
That's
kind of different. We always have one week that goes like that.
You know what I say every week you go to the library, you can see something new, right?
This is true.
That's right.
Very good. Very good.
Well, that's just the first half, and we're going to have you back in to talk about the second half of the series, the summer reading program called Fizz Boom Read. But they can learn more at any time, right, at the website?
Yep. Our website is IOSCOAranacLibrary.org, or call us at 989-362-2651. You can pick up the brochures at any of the libraries, Chamber of Commerce, Clino's. There's a couple other doctor's offices. We have them out all over the place.
Yeah, you do. Well, it's going to be a fun time, and it runs through July 31st. And Lynn, we'll have you back in. Lynn Bigelow from the IOSCO-Aranac District Library. We'll talk about the second half of the summer reading program, but let's take our time getting to that. Summer goes by way too quick, doesn't it?
It's hard to believe the 4th of July is not that far off. Yeah.
I know. Well, Lynn, have fun with the summer reading program, Fizz Boom Read, part of the IOSCO-Aranac District Library.
Well, thank you, Kevin.